Welcome to episode 627 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past several weeks, we have been airing a series called Perspectives on Easter, focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. We're still going. On April 9th, 1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to Union General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia, effectively ending the American Civil War. On April 1st, 1945, the Battle of Okinawa began as U.S. forces launched a major amphibious assault on the island of Okinawa, Japan. This battle was one of the last and bloodiest of World War II in the Pacific. On April 21st, 1946, the Italian Republican Constitution was established following a referendum. Citizens voted to abolish the monarchy in favor of a republic, leading to the exile of King Umberto II. On April 17th, 1961, a group of Cuban exiles, backed by the United States, in what came to be called the Bay of Pigs invasion, unsuccessfully attempted to overthrow Fidel Castro's communist government in Cuba. What do all of these events have in common? They all occurred on Easter Sunday, and they all mark the beginning or the end of some violent conflict. Colossians 1 verses 19 to 20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Although humanity has not always accepted or acknowledged this, themes of peace, hope, and victory over death have always been associated with Easter Sunday. This holiday marks the reconciliation between God and humanity made possible through Jesus' death and resurrection. And while fallen humans have often shown the worst of themselves on this holiday, there are many traditions from around the world that have placed a focus on the original intent of the holiday.
Today's top 10 list.
10 Easter traditions from around the world.
Number 1.
Semana Santa, Holy Week in Spain. This is the week leading up to Easter Sunday, which features processions of religious images, penitential marches, and reenactments of the Passion story. The celebrations are marked by elaborate processions in which statues of the Virgin Mary and other religious figures are carried through the streets on floats, accompanied by drummers and brass bands. The processions are organized by cofradías, or religious brotherhoods, which date back to the Middle Ages. The participants in the processions wear distinctive robes and hoods, which vary in color and style depending on the brotherhood. Many of the processions take place at night, and the streets are lined with candles and incense. Semana Santa is celebrated throughout Spain, but some of the most famous processions take place in Sevilla, Malaga, and Granada.
Number 2.
The burning of Judas in Mexico and other Latin American countries, where effigies of Judas are burned in public squares on Easter Sunday. The origins of the burning of Judas are unclear, but it is believed to have been introduced to Mexico by Spanish colonizers in the 16th century. The burning is often accompanied by music, dancing, and other festivities, and is seen as a way of symbolically purging evil from the community. In some places, the effigy is filled with fireworks or other explosives, which make the burning even more spectacular.
Number 3.
Easter markets in Germany and Austria, which feature handmade crafts, Easter decorations, and traditional foods. These can be traced back to the Middle Ages, when people would gather in town squares to sell and exchange goods for residents preparing for the upcoming holiday. Over time, the markets grew in popularity and began to incorporate more festive elements, such as decorations, music, and food.
Number 4.
Kite flying in Bermuda, where people make and fly colorful kites to symbolize Christ's ascension into heaven.
Number 5.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church observes Easter after a 55-day fasting period, a time of reflection and penitence. The Easter celebration begins with a church service, followed by a festive meal with family and friends, often including traditional Ethiopian foods.
Number 6.
Ho omelets in France, where people make omelets with up to 4,500 eggs in the town square of Ho in southern France. It is said to have originated in the 16th century, during a period of religious conflict between Catholics and Protestants in the region.
Number 7.
Water pouring, or sprinkling, locally known as Vizvevito, is a Hungarian Easter tradition that involves pouring water over women's heads. The tradition is said to have originated in the 16th century, when it was customary for men to pour perfumed water over women's heads as a sign of respect and courtship. Over time, the tradition became associated with Easter and the renewal of life and faith. In Hungary, water is considered a symbol of purity and regeneration, and the act of pouring water is seen as a way to cleanse the body and soul. On Easter Monday, boys and men traditionally visit the homes of their female relatives, friends, and neighbors carrying buckets of water and perfumes. They sprinkle the women with water and or perfume and recite a traditional poem or blessing wishing them health, happiness, and fertility.
Number 8.
Palm Sunday processions in Italy, which feature elaborate floats and costumes depicting scenes from the Passion story. Also on Palm Sunday, in many towns and cities, people gather in the town square or in front of the local church to receive a blessed branch from the priest. These branches are then taken home and placed in a prominent location, such as above the front door, supposedly to ward off evil and bring good luck. In some towns, penitents dress in long hooded robes and walk through the streets carrying large wooden crosses. The procession is meant to symbolize Christ's journey to the cross and is a solemn and contemplative event. In southern Italy, there is a tradition of making elaborate palm frond weavings. These weavings are often in the shape of crosses, doves, or other religious symbols and are displayed in homes or taken to church to be blessed.
Number 9.
Egg tapping in Greece, where people crack red-dyed eggs against each other to see whose egg will remain uncracked. The tradition has its origins in the early Christian church and is said to symbolize the cracking of the tomb of Jesus and his resurrection. According to tradition, the egg represents new life and rebirth, and the act of cracking it represents the breaking of the chains of death and the emergence of new life. The colored eggs used in the tradition are typically dyed red to represent the blood of Jesus.
Number 10.
Easter bonfires in the United Kingdom and Scandinavia, where large bonfires are lit on Easter Eve to symbolize the end of winter and the arrival of spring. The fires generally represent light, purification, and the triumph of good over evil. These various worldwide celebrations of Easter highlight the shared significance of the holiday for Christians, while also emphasizing unique cultural and regional practices. Easter serves as a unifying event, bringing communities together to celebrate the central tenet of our faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the promise of new life. Father, we are grateful that people all around the world celebrate and remember this miraculous event. We pray that the message of hope, love, and forgiveness found in the story of Easter would continue to touch hearts and transform lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.